The Burt Show.
It was Instagram that gave me the perspective that I needed at the exact right time. I swear the algorithms on Instagram, they know me better than I know myself, right? So last week I went in to get a haircut and I have decided, you know what? I've been dyeing my hair for a long time. I'm just going to let it go. Let's see what this looks like.
Go gray, baby.
So I've slowly been weaning into this world, right? And this was the haircut where all the glaze that I've put in it before is gone, right? So I'm like, go for it. Let's do this thing. So we did. We cut my hair and wow, it's gray. It's like super, super gray. So I posted on Instagram, like, I'm not sure this is going to stay or not. I'm still getting used to it. But the way I look right now is really making me feel like I look old. I don't feel my age, but I looked at...
You don't act it either.
And that's for sure. Saturday night? Oh, yeah, for sure. So I was thinking like, man, I want to look old. I don't even know if I like this gray hair. And then this quick, really quick, reel shows up for me in Instagram.
I had to show y'all this. Look at this. They're coming in. If you are new around here, gray hairs are very exciting for me. Aging is a gift. We often forget that. But I might not live long enough to see my head full of gray hair. So every time I get one, I'm like, I'm getting older. I'm getting older. It's exciting. These are a sign that you are living. And look at that. I am living. I am living. So when you see them pop through, I'm so proud. I'm proud of them.
She had cancer.
Aww.
Oh. So the hair is growing in. And now that it's gray, her perspective is, I'm still on this earth, man.
I actually use this as inspiration because you had sent this, I think, like on Thursday or Friday. And I hosted an event Friday night to raise money for childhood cancer research. And so we had a lot of kids there. From the Rally Foundation, Rally Kids who are going through cancer. We have some parents there of some Rally Angels. And I was going to go up on stage and be like, because I hosted last year, because it's all about how you get in, right, to get the crowd going. And I was going to be like, yeah, you know, I didn't screw up last year, so they invited me back this year, but you're going to notice something different. I have to, you know, I have to have these readers on because the 40s come at you hard and fast. And then as I was doing that, I was like, yeah, but... what a luxury and a privilege it is to get to an age where I need glasses. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, these kids deserve to have these milestones that we take for granted, which is being able to get to like get to an age where you need glasses or to have gray hairs. And so that was my in, and it went over really well with the crowd.
Well, this is going to transition really well into Cassie right now, who definitely needs some perspective because she is on a life losing streak
now.
And I mean, you do go through these streaks, right, where life gives you wins, a lot of them in a row, and you're feeling great, and then it's the balance of life, man. But Cassie's have been going on for a stupid long time.
Yeah, I don't want any more perspective or life lessons. I get it. Like, can you just send a telegram so I can learn exactly what you mean? Because
you're lucky that nobody got hurt here.
It was one of my biggest fears that I was told by quite a few people was irrational when I was dealing with postpartum anxiety. And it came true a few days ago. And it is a, it was very, very windy where I lived on Thursday night. And a tree, not just one tree, five trees fell into my house. Whoa. And one busted through the roof into the living room. My husband and I were sitting there watching the new Fallout series on Amazon Prime, which we had been waiting and waiting to come out. So we were so excited. We got the kids in bed and we were sitting down and we have a metal roof. So if you've ever been in a house with a metal roof, everything is so loud. Like a pine cone sounds like someone threw a boulder at it. You just get used to it. The rain, it's beautiful, but it's loud. And so I first heard something hit the roof and I was like, that's not a pine cone, but it's windy. It's probably a branch. And it hit the roof and then it got louder and then it kept going. And I'm sitting there like bewildered because my brain is split into one, I'm listening out for the kids to see if they're going to start crying. And two, I'm trying to figure out what is happening on the roof. And I'm so tired. And I'm like, maybe at some point I was like, is a plane crashing into our house? And then for some reason I was like, is it an alien UFO? Because the house started shaking. The entire house started shaking. And then things started falling from the ceiling. And in my living room, we have a, it's like a two-story. It's kind of like if you had your living room and you removed the ceiling.
It's vaulted.
Yeah, thank you. That's the word. I'm like, it's just real tall.
It's vaulted.
I don't know. It's like 20 feet tall or something like that or more. And so things are raining down on us. And I was able, unfortunately, the camera in our living room is like getting replaced. So we didn't have that. But I was able to pull the audio from the basement. So this is what you're hearing from a whole other level. The sounds of the trees falling. Just a heads up, there is shouting. It's very loud, but it's about 10 seconds. But it felt like eternity.
Is that your kids cussing?
Yes, yes. Hazel's got a potty mouth on her for a four-year-old. So it's just, it was so, so loud. And when we looked up, there was a tree branch through the roof of the living room. And of course, like, I'm rushing to check on Hazel and Chad's taking Max.
And this is not an aesthetic you're looking at and thinking, okay, I'll keep this.
They didn't want new skylights.
No. Okay.
We had just painted. A project we had put off for 9 years. And finally, I was like, let's just do it. Because we had to pay for special scaffolding to get that high up to do other work and repairs and stuff. And so that's all ruined. And the brand new gutters we just put on are ruined. But that's fine because literally we are all safe, which is really, really good. But the scary thing is the trees were healthy. We had had them checked. We had arborists come out last year. It's just they think because it was on a slope and it had rained so much, it had loosened it up. So one massive tree, they must have been like 100 to 200 year old trees, took out another one. Then they both uprooted. Like the root balls are so big, they had to have an excavator to flip them back in. And those trees took out three other half trees and they all hit the house. It's so big. There's damage to both sides of the house and it smashed our car as well. Dang. So we had a lot, but we're okay.
When you showed the photo, because the trees fell from the front side of the house, but there's like an entire tree on the back side of their house.
We don't have enough time in the day to talk about all of these things that have gone wrong in Cassie's life over the course of the last 2 years, including leading up to the party that you were at Saturday night, getting out of the Uber even.
Oh, no, we're talking about that later.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
It just doesn't stop. She's telling me about all this bad luck while we're at the party, and I'm like, will you stand away a little bit? Like,
don't touch me.
Right, just a little bit further would be great.
Your feet in the hot tub with us, and I should have told you no, because we all could have got electrocuted.
Listen, I needed to, because there's no hot water at my Airbnb, so I have to clean my feet somehow, okay?
It's just keep on coming.
The Burt Show.